I started the intro late or in the middle. There we go. There we go.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tell me what's going on, Twisted.
You wouldn't have figured it out.
This is the Twisted Cupid Podcast. You're in the right place. That is listening to the Twisted Cupid Podcast here live on YouTube every single Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I am Jake Fever. With me, as always, the amazing co-host, Amy Liska. How's it going, Amy?
It's going good.
Going great.
I'm excited for your special tomorrow.
I am, too. If you are in the New York area, hell, even if you're not, jump on a plane. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do. Cross an ocean if you have to. Yes, hitchhike. Blow a truck driver. Whatever gets you here to Queens, New York, tomorrow at Grove 34 at 7 p.m.
Astoria.
Yes, Astoria, Queens, right off the Broadway stop on the NW train. If you are there at 7 o'clock, you will get to see me record my special live. And please come. Help me fill the seats.
It'll be a treat.
Absolutely. It's going to be an amazing treat. And I'll, if you show up, special announcement, I'll suck all your dicks.
I was going to say, he'll blow you.
Or whatever the hell you got up there. That's right. If it's some kind of cross between, I don't care. Whatever's going on, I don't
care. You're an open guy, dude.
Dude, I don't care if it looks like that Quato from Total Recall. Just Quaid, Quaid, the little stomach head. I'll get down there and suck face with that thing. That's right.
If love is get love, buddy.
Anything to get butts in seats, you know what I mean?
A mouth's a mouth.
Yeah, a mouth is a mouth. And a deformed Mars radioactive orifice is still an orifice. That's what I say. Dude. That's what I say.
You just need a dark cavernous hole.
Bro. That's right. A dark cavernous hole. I just need a dark cavernous hole is my favorite Bruce Springsteen song as well.
That's good jam.
Absolutely. Let me introduce our two awesome guests, man. First
up, he
is a returning guest, a hilarious stand-up comic. The one, the only Slim returns to the podcast.
Hello. What's up?
Not much,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for having me back, man.
Thank you for being back. It's a pleasure to have you. Tell them where they can find you out there.
I host a mic on Tuesday nights.
There we go.
Teddy's F&B up in East Harlem. My next show is May 4th at Harlem Comedy in Harlem.
Oh, nice.
On 117th.
Yeah.
Come on, check that out. I swear, no Star Wars jokes. It's May the 4th, but I ain't doing that shit. Come out, show some love and everything like that. But definitely come to the mic Tuesdays at 8.
Absolutely.
At Teddy's F&B.
It's a great mic.
Go check it out. The food there is good. Cheap shot and the beers as well.
I know that too well.
And let me introduce our second guest. She's a first-time guest to the podcast. Another hilarious stand-up comic.
I really thought that you had been on a couple times.
No, all good, man.
The one, the only, Jessica Levin.
Levin.
Thank you. Jessica Levin. And we even went over that before the podcast. I have fucking, like, just completely.
I know, you got a lot going on.
Right,
you got
now.
A fucking another thing coming out. You know what I mean?
Coming. I got pregnancy brain. It's
sympathy
pregnancy
brain. I know, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so affecting you, right?
Jessica Levin. There we go. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we both had pregnancy brain. That's why no one could jump in with the correct pronunciation.
Well, neither she got it.
That's right. The pregnant lady does not have pregnancy brain.
No, exactly.
Her husband's got pregnancy
She's
got
to put it together. Someone's got to do it.
Dude, I have no idea what's going on. Right
I
now.
Know you don't.
I have no,
no
idea. No
You're
idea.
Doing a good job, though, dude.
Thank you. As are you. Tell the good people where they can find you out there.
I'm on Instagram at JLevComedy, and I got a whole link tree. I got a podcast coming. I perform a lot at New York Comedy Club. I'm there almost every weekend, so you can come see me there. Or Old Man Hustle, or whatever. But if I post a lot of my stuff on JLevComedy, and then I'll have my YouTube and all up there. So
go watch her.
Give it a little gander. Give it a gander.
Go check her out. Go watch her live. Go follow her on all the socials and all that good stuff, man. Without further ado, are you guys ready to take our first question from the
Wild
Animals?
I have a disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
I feel great, but my voice sounds like a sexy car. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say it sounds sexy, but
Yeah, you sound like an I-95, you know, truck stop waitress, but doing love connection stuff.
You sound you call everybody who orders there sugar.
See, sugar, yeah.
Yes.
Or honey.
I thought you were going
honey
for
with
Kathleen
a U,
Turner.
HUNNY.
Yep.
The thing is, I think my voice sounds very sexy and I'm enjoying it.
It's pretty
good.
But
at the same time, and it doesn't hurt, but at the same time, I still will start hacking and then I pee myself.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Well, you have an excuse. You have something on your, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Right? Your bladder right now.
Yeah.
Wait, so, you have a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Oh, another one, dude.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Let's
boy.
See. I got too many
More
penises.
More Jake
around.
Jr.'s. Yeah. Jesus
That's
Christ.
Right. Dude, I'm going to do the George Foreman thing and it's going to be Jake. It's going to be great, man.
Well, maybe make
it's
his money.
Oh, and also, if you're listening out there, give us a comment. Give us a question. Joel on YouTube is in the chat. He says, hello, friends. How's it going, Joel?
Hey, buddy.
Thank you, as always, for writing us.
Joanne says she's already here, but I haven't seen her.
Oh, shit. There might be...
you're failing, dude.
There might be another link on there. Tell her to go back on YouTube. Yeah, there might have been a little bit of technical error on my part.
Hold on.
Yeah, just let her know. But... either way,
Can we get a shout out to Sangria here? I love this.
Yeah, little puppy Sangria, man. She's doing her thing. She's doing her thing. Without further ado, let's take our. Are we ready for the first question?
Go for it. Dude. I don't know.
Let's take our first question from the wild animals on Reddit. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com, or even better, ask them live. Give us your comments right there in the chat every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. But right now, though, we're going to take our first question from the wild animals on Reddit.
Hold on. I'm trying to get Joanne, and she's like, she's on the link that says, it's still waiting.
Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. I just tell her there should be a different, just tell her to pull out of that one.
Yeah, there's another link.
Okay, cool. But we are going to take our first question shortly.
Are you able
shortly.
To delete that other link?
Not right now. not without stopping there. So the chat might be a little fucked up tonight. But either way, we got Joel here. I'm not really sure how that other link thing happened.
Hey,
I think I accidentally created the other link,
tell them to get to this link. Because I know. Oh, there we go.
Joanne is here. Joanne on YouTube is here. Joanne. So without further ado, are we actually ready this time?
I was just trying to help out the people.
Thank you for helping out the people. Let's take our first question from the wild animals on Reddit.
So this whole theme of the podcast is called Filter Me This, because I feel like each one has to deal with some sort of like filter. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe that was too much. I don't know, whatever. Or you could have said it a different way.
Sure.
All right. So first question, a guy I was with at a party told a girl he liked her boobs and got her number.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a party, not a particularly trashy or dingy one either, just a bunch of smart, professional seeming people from a relatively upscale and prestigious university mingling and dancing casually. I love this guy.
Well, yeah, but like, he rocks. Like, what is, like, she's giving an example of, like, well, this wouldn't happen at this, shouldn't happen at this kind of a party. I mean, people are going to be scumbags wherever. I don't care if you're at a halfway house fucking doing heroin.
Exactly.
Especially entitled scumbags. You ever watch Law and Order?
Exactly.
I met this guy who is definitely handsome, but not particularly tall as shit, though. Like 6'2 or 6'3, because that's tall as shit.
I like that you can just be ugly in a certain height and it just doesn't matter.
Exactly. overcompensate.
Pretty thick with long hair. I was talking to him for a while, and he was a pretty cool and seemed pretty normal. And all of a sudden, cute, normal, put together girl with noticeably large boobs under her shirt walked by and he just goes, hey, points at her, I like your boobs. It was delivered very douchely, and obviously, it's an inherently douchey thing to say. She stood there for a second as I stood there shocked, and she then said, do you want my number? And he said and answered, sure. She gave it to him.
There you go.
That's
what 6'3 will do for you.
She could easily have walked away without consequences. He wasn't following or harassing her or anything. She chose and offered to give him her number. After I was fucking dumbfounded and asked the guy what the fuck just happened, he was like, what? I complimented her and she gave me her number and then took a sip of his drink like it was nothing. This goes against everything I know about dating and flirting and relationships and women and everything about humanity in general.
Jesus Christ, this woman needs the fucking...
This is a guy.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know. I thought it was
a
girl.
Wait, this is a guy that wrote this?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused now.
Yeah. It's an incel.
This is a guy. That
he's
was
way
just
shorter than 6'3". I guarantee you.
This is a guy that was just talking to another dude. And
what, did he want to fuck him or something?
No. So this is the thing. He had to go. I read the edits because people then ask him questions. In the edits, he's like, I'm a straight guy and I'm also 6 foot, so I'm not short.
Oh, he does say that.
There.
Wow.
He's not short.
I was wrong.
He didn't say it in the question, yeah. But this is a guy.
Who the fuck fair does enough. This? Like,
okay, I know that some women are just into trashy guys and attracted to boldness or confidence, but this was like very attractive, very sophisticated 22-year-old woman who is presumably quite refined and intelligent considering the university she goes to. What happened here? How did this work? If you are handsome and tall, can you really get away with shit like this? He seemed genuinely unsurprised and casually throughout the whole thing, even after the girl left. So apparently I was like, normal for him. What the fuck?
Has Homeland Security been notified about this individual?
Yeah, this guy's about to shake out a Walmart.
Yeah, seriously.
Wear a lead vest to school tomorrow, kids.
I chose this because I loved how, like, he just thinks he's such an upscale person, and that, like...
I know, what a snob. Like, what a fucking tool.
Well,
upscale writes on women. Reddit? That whole thing, dude. I know. Like, seriously, yeah. You've lost, like, that was, like, I thought it was a chick the whole freaking time.
I did, too.
I thought this was going to get good. Like, all right, she, like, got upset because she thought she was going to get a little dick, and she wasted her energy.
Uh-huh.
Right. It turns out this tool bag is just, like, he sounds like an incel. I mean,
yeah, he does. Really, this is, like a social...
Roll a pair of balls, bro. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Christ, dude.
Absolutely. This guy is way socially awkward.
Maybe he wants to suck his dick, because why are you saying things like, first off, I sounded like a chick writing it, dude. He's like, who says, like, he's tall, has long hair? Like, the shit that the adjectives he was using. This doesn't sound...
He probably has everything he doesn't have.
But, like,
I thought this girl was talking to this guy, and then he started flirting with someone else, so she got pissed.
Yeah, that was a plot twist, dude.
I know.
That was a plot twist. So you don't know that that's straight?
He's just mad at how he got someone's number, which I also think it's funny how he's like, how could this sophisticated 22-year-old...
Right, I was probably going to say...
So do dudes. Dudes love chicks that have confidence.
I was pretty sure every other... Other dude at that party was staring at her tits.
Titties. Exactly. Yeah,
he's the only one that said something.
Right. No matter what credit you have, what credit rating you have, dude sees titties. He likes the titties. He's good.
He does.
Doesn't care if it's the president. I mean, yeah, president. Look at him. Clinton got a blowjob in the fucking office.
Uh-huh.
Specifically them. Anybody, especially men of power.
Right.
So fuck yeah. I mean,
power, confidence.
But this dude, he needs to get kicked in the nuts. Like, seriously, bro. I need to go to his house and punch him in the face.
Just stomp his balls till he's not weird
exactly,
anymore.
Exactly, dude.
It's like sophisticated women can afford boob jobs.
That's the new Dahmer. Just,
they got the money for the boob job. They're going to have nice boobs.
What are people saying? Are they fucking giving him flack?
Yeah, why is that? What's the correlation? Oh, my God, nice tits. You must be really sophisticated.
Like, exactly.
Huh?
Seriously. Like, the whole thing, this whole thinking is fucking screwed up, dude.
I just want to know how much pussy he's missed out on just because he's like,
a lot.
I'm
the nice guy. Yeah. That's incel. The guy that thinks he's the nice guy is not the nice guy.
I just also think it's so surprising that he's like, how could a 22-year-old ever...
Right.
Ever respond to this. And it's like, she's being freaking 22.
22 years old.
Right. That's what you do at 22. You're like, oh my God.
She wants to maybe, that or like catch a dick. I don't know, bro. It's like you lost your fucking window, bro. Move on.
She's at this prestigious university. She's got all the dick in the world she can choose from.
Exactly. It sounds like this guy should have asked him how he gets pussy. And then they should have, totally gone out and tried to get some. He sounds like Mr. Talented Mr. Ripley, actually.
He
might be like.
I remember when I was
He's very Asperger's-y, this guy.
Yeah, this guy might have killed the other guy. We would need to check on the long-haired guy.
He's wearing a better-looking guy. Face as a little skin. How come I can't get pussy? I'm wearing his skin.
I know, exactly.
I remember Buffalo one Bill. Time I was talking to a guy at a bar, and he told me his job, like he had a job, and I go, and verbatim, I was like, you don't need to try and impress me. I already like you, because he actually had a job.
Because
like young Amy would have just accepted,
whatever, dude.
You don't live on your friend's couch. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of hot at a certain age. You're like, oh yeah, he's a fucking loser. Yeah,
seriously, dude.
It's some of them are into that. Me, I always just out of default would lie and say that I had a real job at all times. That was my move.
Joanne on YouTube said, "How can you put the words 22-year-old and sophisticated together?"
Yeah, exactly, 100%. You have no fucking clue what's going on. Also, like, I don't even know what it's about the chick. This is about the dude. Like, what a nerd, bro.
He doesn't know how to make genuine connections with people.
So he's just going on fucking Reddit.
Right. He's real Asperger's-y, and so he can't figure out the whole, you kind of relax and mellow and vibe and click with people. That doesn't compute with him. He's like, no, there has to be an algorithm. Yeah, what's the algorithm? We'll see. And it just doesn't make sense.
Wait, if I carry the square and you said nice tits, yeah. Do I nice vagina? Like, do I double down? Yeah. Like, he's trying to find the core, like, the formula to this shit.
It's I like the crease human. In those pants. You got a great camel toe.
God, no one wants to be human anymore.
Right.
Nerds, bro. You might have Asperger's. Doesn't mean you're not an asshole.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm over it. It's like, oh, he's autistic. Doesn't mean you're not a prick. I mean, you know what I mean? You could be autistic and a fucking prick. God, exactly, dude.
I think this guy is just... I don't think there's anything wrong with him. Yeah,
I just think he's a tool. I think he's a total tool.
Yeah.
I think he reads the New Yorker and is like, I am so smart. I vote Democrat. And fucking thinks like, you know, oh, I'm at some intellectual party with smart people. Some of the dumbest people I know are intellectuals.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's why I never learned to read. You know what I mean?
Like those dummies. You're the...
I figure out the instructions on my own off the pictures and pure intellect and wit. Not getting left to right, left to right, top to bottom, like a nerd, like a dweeb.
Exactly. I don't
know.
Not
falling for this fake news on this instruction pamphlet. You give me the screws in the box and I figure it out like the Rain Man without the stuttering.
Oh God, you're fun.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's kind of funny because what he said, the nice tits thing, yeah, in a lot of cases that wouldn't work, but the thing is this guy probably is A, pretty good looking, B, pretty confident.
If you're hot, you come up to me and you say you have nice tits.
Yeah.
I'll blow you in the bathroom.
Yeah, this was not
and
a
I'm
little
43.
This was not a little Paul Giamatti looking guy going, hey, you got real nice tits. I love the way your the nipples are just sticking right on. Hey, you wanna come to the bathroom and let those things loose? Huh?
I got some trucks in my pocket we can play with in the handicap bathroom.
You want a little bald motorboat right now? That's a nice, yeah. No, this was like I'm talking Sean Connery and Joe. Hey, you. Those are nice tits.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were probably eyeing each other all night. And then eye contact. He could have said anything. He could have asked what a bathroom
was. I'm surprised he didn't
say
he had an accent because this guy sounds like he would have an accent.
Yeah, right.
He's like Greek or something.
Yeah, exactly. Especially long hair. I'm thinking of like, you know, you won't believe it's Butter Guy.
Fabio.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm picturing that guy from The Sopranos with the long hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Freaking weird. Like, even if he has a weird eye, listen, chicks still like, if you have a weird eye or a weird nose or something. And you're like, Euro, it's kind of, ooh.
Right.
What's
that? You just got
how did you lose that?
Yeah.
Confidence is key. I've seen the weirdest looking people get with the, like, things that you're like, what happened just because they have confidence.
Right.
Confidence is key.
The keyest thing. Yep. So, yeah. So, you know, hey.
And she's probably been waiting for a compliment on her fucking boobs all night. Yeah. Right. No one would
she
say shit.
She wouldn't say shit. Exactly. Because everyone's an ass man now. No one compliments the titties anymore.
That's right. She's an 80s lady in a 2020s world. She even got the crazy tit jobs from back then where they look like basketballs. They look like fully inflated, about to pop out of the skin, kind of.
She got neon shit on her. Yeah,
they're perfectly round spheres. There's no sag to them. They're just, you know what I mean? They're like holding her chin up. The old 90s tit jobs.
Totally.
You got a shout out. That was beautiful. Some of the dumbest people I know are intellectuals. Nice shout out from you guys.
Nice.
I don't know.
Shout out to you, buddy.
So his question is, what the fuck do tall guys, does this just happen for tall guys? No.
I love that he's chalking it up to the guy's height.
I know, exactly, dude.
Not his lack of awkwardness.
Exactly.
I'm 6'3", and there's always a guy 6'4", right next to me. Uh-huh. Like, there's always 6'5", dude, right the fuck next to me.
At first, he's like, this guy was like so tall, and then he says 6'2", 6'3". I'm like, that's not even that tall.
Right.
That's
no, this guy
tall.
Is a total.
Right.
This guy's a midget. Average. And I mean, sorry, a little person or whatever. That's right. I know we're talking on.
Right. No, he said in his edit, which was like, okay,
I can't believe he took his time to edit it. Oh my
this
God!
Oh,
he said he's
there.
He said he's 6 foot.
He
said
he's 6 foot, and he's a straight male. Like I guess he was just talking to the dude.
Okay.
He said straight male. He talks like a fucking robot. He
is a straight
like
male.
Alien. Oh, I am a heterosexual male of the species. I'm trying to figure out how to procreate. Do I need to be tall? 3 inches taller?
Seriously, this is like an AI thing. He's like, I was at a sophisticated, well-run party. There was plenty of liquids. It's like,
yeah. I think if you cut him, he will bleed pure cum white like those things in the movie Alien. I'm telling you, Elon Musk created this goddamn thing. It has something to do with why he paid $44 billion for Twitter, called it X. It's got something to do with the cum bleeding alien
robot.
Well,
your stock went down for stupidity, you fucking nerd, because that guy sucks. Can we get another one? Fuck this guy. I don't
Father Creator Elon taught us everything except for how to love.
I know, exactly. How to talk to people.
Yep. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what else to say for this guy.
I don't know what to say this guy. I mean, sorry. I hope he doesn't, you know.
He needs to, I don't know. I really feel like, you know, there are places that will help you date and maybe interact with people. I really think he needs to.
I mean, I'm not one to talk. I don't date, but I know how to talk to people. Right. I just think, if a dude just said, I like your tits, I'd be like, all right, he's attractive. I'm in.
You know what? I think the pressure's off. So you don't have any pressure because I don't date either. I don't have no pressure. I talk to everybody. This guy can't even just.
I don't know. Maybe we don't know this guy. I wish there was a picture of him. Maybe he's really ugly. I feel like I know this guy. That's sad. I feel like he could be like. I wonder what his issue is, because maybe he's just like a very ugly dude.
I just want to also
know. And he doesn't know how to talk to chicks because he's ugly. Mm. Like, that's got to be rough.
He keeps saying a prestigious university. I don't care what university you go to. Everyone is looking to do a beer stand at a university in college.
Right.
They're like, I hope I become a doctor, but right now I'm going to live the life.
Yeah, how old is
he
this
just doesn't get how
age?
It works.
Do we know the age?
All
the
we know is that they're at college and that it's a 22-year-old sophisticated girl.
Yeah, so I got it. The way I visualize it, that they're older, like he's in his 30s or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he
and
is.
And she's looking at her like, why would a 22-year-old attractive young lady? It's like, what are you, from the 1950s, bro? What are you talking about, man?
I'm picturing that Sheldon from Big Bang Theory sitting there going, why is he getting sucked off in the bathroom right now when I went to Princeton?
Even Sheldon got laid. Yeah, he got married. Yeah.
I never watched
it. He got laid.
Sheldon had people wanting him because he didn't care about dating.
I just realized I don't know all my Big Bang Theory lore, and I only know loose references to the show.
Yeah, he ain't got Leonard Poole, but he still Leonard.
No clue who those people
for are. All I know, he had his throat slit at the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones as a psychic. I have no idea whatever happened to Sheldon. I just know he was on that show.
He got his dick cut off or something.
He got a spinoff. That dude's fucking doing fine.
Sheldon did just fine. He had people wanting to date him because he didn't care if people wanted him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Plus, he was
so
what,
6'3"? So maybe that's what that nerd needs to do.
Yeah.
He was 6'3", and he would come up and awkwardly spit nice tits, and they were like, I hate the way this guy talks, but he is 3 inches over 6 foot, so I guess I'm required by my ovaries to... Yeah,
but then, before we get off of this, though, at the same time, those incel-type dudes, they always have an ideal of the perfect woman. She has blonde hair and blue eyes, perky tits and tight stomach and all. It has to be a fucking supermodel.
Yeah.
And then wants to murder everybody when she doesn't want him.
Yeah. Right. They're batting above their weight class. What they need to do is lower their standards.
That's a great point. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, they do. But this one annoys me, too, about New York, though. A lot of women will bang ugly dudes.
Oh, don't I know it?
I know, exactly. And it's annoying me because it's like, it ruins my pool because it's like, you know, bat your average, dude. Stick with your fucking lane. Now I got this fucking chamope that's like a 7 that thinks he can get a Brazilian 10 because the bitch slept with them and it was like, he was kind of cute. Bitches, stop doing that to dudes because you're fucking it up. It's like unions, all right? You got to set a guideline down, dude.
Sir, you do not have Kardashian level dick that is stolen valor.
Exactly. Right. You get level 7.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't get the level 10, bitch. Dude.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is, okay?
Your hookup should be missing body parts.
Exactly, dude. You should be glad that she has 2 arms, you fucking nerd.
Well, I'm done with him. I don't know what to say.
Good luck, buddy.
My best advice to him is move to a state that requires background checks on firearms. That's what I...
Or go to Indiana. A lot of ugly chicks will bang ugly dudes over there, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or Iowa.
Iowa, too?
That's where I'm from. True story. It's they'll bang ugly guys there, too.
Yeah,
it's,
and there's the prestigious, like the Hawkeyes. They got like some writers... prestigious program.
They did the Writers Workshop. That's that's
so
my hometown.
That's prestigious.
Iowa City, born and raised.
Clark now too,
go
huh?
Go Caitlin Clark.
Oh, that bitch, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, go Caitlin.
Yeah.
All right.
But let's take our next question, though, from the Wild Animals on Reddit. If you guys got questions to write in to TwistedCupidPodcast@gmail.com, or even better, write that into the chat there. Shout out to Tom and Marlene on YouTube. They said hi as well.
What up, Marlene?
Joanne on YouTube says Sheldon is from season one, Amy.
Amy, get it right. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She called you out, Amy. Uh-huh.
Who doesn't know shit about Sheldon now?
Yeah. Son.
Uh-huh.
What was Still his confirmation in Valor, name?
Sheldon was through the whole season. Okay, so
next question from the Wild Animals.
If you guys were late, the whole theme of this is called Filter Me This. The reason why I chose this question was because I read it, loved it, copied and pasted. I was like, this is definitely going on. And then I went back to get it, and they had filtered it off of Reddit. They took it down.
Why?
Because the guy complained so much about his penis, and people kept making...
That's awesome. Say less.
He was talking about his penis on there, too?
In the chat, people started making jokes, like penis jokes.
Oh, word. Okay.
They didn't even wait for us to get to it first.
Damn it.
We were totally going to make fun of the guy's dick. Almost immediately.
It said Reddit had filtered this question out, like... Because so
wait, Reddit did it? He didn't take it off himself?
No.
Damn you, Reddit. You've sold out. You've gone soft.
Yeah, dude, but you caught it, though.
It was like, I read a couple of them, but they kept going. People just kept making joke, like penis jokes. It was really funny.
Did you screenshot some of the better penis jokes?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm sorry. So this was filtered from Reddit. Okay.
Well, you know, those are not professionals like we are. Yeah, so exactly. Get ready for some.
That's not fucking Quora.
Yes. Yes. Don Patron 1942. Or that's a different type of whiskey or tequila. Either way, these are going to be good dick jokes.
All right. Consider divorcing because my wife told her friend I use a penis sleeve during sex.
Wait, what's a penis sleeve?
I guess you put
it's an extender.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, really? You can do that now?
It's like a dildo with a hole in it. So you stick your dick in the hole.
Actually,
and then
I didn't think it was. I thought it was something you put around it.
Get the fuck out!
It was like a rubber sheath.
Wait, a sheath? No. What is he, Hasidic?
What is this? Right. Is this seven? What the fuck's going on?
A sleeve?
Oh, I caught my sleeve like a in condom. My zipper.
It's like a condom with a hole poked in it?
Well, I don't know what it is.
I got to Google this now.
Yeah, let's Google
this. I thought he was right. An extender. That sounds like right as an extender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you read the thing while you're... Okay.
Should I... Hey, man, for double points, should I type it into Amazon and fuck up my algorithms forever?
It says the happy wife penis sleeves. Oh, it increases girth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. More like a penis thimble. Yeah.
If you guys didn't hear it, it increases the guy's girth. That's what a penis sleeve does.
Okay. And she told her friends?
Okay.
No, it's like what I said.
Don't give away the question before I'm right. done.
Well, no, she mentioned that you divorced her, so I'm just doing okay.
You know this guy ain't 6'3".
Yeah. Ew, weird. Looks like he's got fucking herpes on
him. I was not like an alien. Sorry, it does.
Dude, the one I'm looking at is like ribbed for her pleasure or her pain. It looks like a Spanish Inquisition torture device that you would be like, this is what we do to whores who have sex before marriage.
That don't look fun, dude.
No. All right. That's like those ribbed condoms. Like, who's having fun with that? It's just rubbing and...
Dude, sometimes I flip the rib condoms inside out so I get the pleasure. That's right.
I get
the reverse sleeve, and I just smile, and I laugh as I look down the whole time. And then she'll be laying there like, what's so funny? And I'm like, you'll see when I pull this thing out to throw it in the trash. You've been had, lady. You've been had. I'm having pleasure.
God, I can't believe you're a dad.
Yeah, when's the last time that happened?
I don't know. It turns out when you flip those condoms inside out, it tends to tear them.
That doesn't work.
You think I would have learned after the first one?
You nerd.
I just love the pleasure so much.
I just couldn't stop.
Now, all I want to do is read the question. Now you're stalling, Jake.
Lawsuit the Trojan canceled.
All right, let me read the question.
All right, sorry.
Okay. I, a 36-year-old male, have been married to my wife, a 34-year-old female, for 8 years. We have 3 children, and my wife is a stay-at-home mom. Our sex life has always been great, but last year my wife wanted me to try on a penis sleeve, which actually improved our sex life even more.
Boy, did it.
Because it hit her in all the right areas.
Yo, three kids, she, I bet.
She said,
like over 4 inches.
She said,
those areas.
It's the best sex she's ever had in her life, which made me even happier. A week ago, my friend...
She almost had a real one.
My friend asked me about the sleeve because he's never tried it before. I wanted to know what it was like.
I'll loan you mine for the weekend. She's out of town anyway.
I was surprised he knew about this and asked him how did he know. He said his wife told him about it. My wife,
oh my God, birds my of wife, a feather. My wife, fuck together.
My wife and his wife are in the same friend group. I was shocked that my wife had shared such a personal detail with her friends.
Oh,
and I asked her about it. When I asked her about it, she confessed that she had shared to a group of friends that she shouldn't have. But she just wanted to talk about our sex life and how amazing it recently has become.
It's so good he needs extra prosthetic dick.
Yeah, exactly.
She apologized a lot, but I ignored her. And I told her I needed to have some time to process this. It's been a week. And I've been trying to ignore her as much as possible. I'm sleeping in a different room. She cooks dinner every day, but I just go out and eat somewhere else because I have no mood to eat at home. There is a tense atmosphere at home.
Well, dudes that need dick sleeves love to eat.
My wife has apologized a lot, but I'm just trying to ignore her as much as possible. I don't think this can be fixed through therapy or a simple apology. I think this is a massive betrayal of my trust. It's just so shocking to me that my wife would share such personal detail with her entire friend group. I have been seriously considering the impossibility of divorce. I know we have three children, but I don't know.
Who are these loser dudes, bro?
I don't know.
How insecure could you be? You got three fucking kids.
Seriously.
I don't know how I'll ever reconcile with my wife ever again.
Good. Kill yourself.
At this moment, I'd rather just pay child support and alimony than it be good. Then
let that bitch collect and let fucking Slim Shady here fucking go over and fuck her.
No.
There you go. Now. There's the girth you get now, bitch. Get the fuck out of here, man.
But what I know feelings could change. Can this situation ever be fixed?
Yeah, grow up, you fucking nerd. I wish I could drive these dudes' houses. Oh, like, fucking loser.
No, I want it. Of course, bitches.
Exactly. Of course, bitches are going to talk and be like, yo, my man, blah, blah, blah. And then the bitch is like, yo, I want my man to get one since. Because they probably, you know, live we're fucking in Walmartville.
It's like,
what the fuck else are you going to do? You're popping kids
he's
out.
He's got a right to be annoyed and embarrassed. You know
what
I mean?
Embarrassed. It's like, yeah, but like, come on, bro. My wife makes dinner every night. And now I'm not eating dinner. Fuck off.
That's not what it was. That was her putting her little Fox News spin on it. Her little MSNBC.
What are you talking about? Fox News.
That bullshit.
I'm telling you,
this was like a. So you told your friends I had a small dick. What? Yeah, but in
that's
a good way.
That's how you say.
In a good way. I was talking about.
No, that's how you take it. She was being questioned.
Like,
no, she was. She was at brunch and she's probably fucking talking to this bitch. And she's like, oh man, I got the best. He had the best dick. He got this extender, blah, blah, blah. And these bitches are like, oh man, I want my man to get one. So they went to go talk to their man. And then fucking douchebag dude, instead of handling it, being like, oh, let me go get one so I can make my wife fucking happy, he busted buddy's balls. This is like the Sopranos episode when he went after Junior about going down on a bitch.
I disagree. This is way more embarrassing than eating pussy. It's embarrassing, man. It's so embarrassing.
First off, it takes two to tango. Her hole's probably massive from having three kids. He's fucking, you know, whatever.
But either way, it doesn't matter.
They're having good sex. Why? In this day and age, you could fuck a cat. Who gives? I might fuck sangria. No, I mean, water.
But she's a small dog. Just put a sleeve on her first. Otherwise, you'll feel nothing. Have this guy lend her a sleeve. Sleeve the dog up.
I was so mad at this guy. I mean, the fact that he's making his wife suffer and thinking that he has to go so far as divorce because she was bragging about how great their sex life is. Right. Women you don't even have to be married. Women talk about whoever they have slept with or have been sleeping with to other women, period. You don't get around it. You don't find another girl to find.
Just like dudes talk about bitches.
My women friends talk about their men all the time. I've seen a lot of their penises at brunch. They get enough Bellinis, them dick pics pop out on the phone, and you're like, hey, Slim, is this big?
I know. Trade him like baseball.
Well, yeah, but it's got a 5-inch sleeve on it. I mean, anything would be. Come on now.
The fact that he's like, how can I trust her again? How can I get over this betrayal?
Not a betrayal. I think she is making insecurity. Fucking dinner.
Food every night.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Sorry you live in this.
I can't wait until he actually finds someone that just. Why are these women marrying this dude?
Don't get me wrong. You're forgetting. You first.
I was saying, you forget at the beginning, he said, and she's a stay-at-home mom. Would you want to sit at the fucking house and wait for you to come?
Yeah.
Better go out and have fun with her friends. All her friends are stay-at-home moms.
That's
the highlight of their Sunday. Men talk too.
This is what I don't understand. Yeah. Men talk too. It's not a fucking big deal. And men talk. Trust me. Men talk. Men gossip. Gossiping is part of human nature and our DNA.
Right?
That just is. Unless you're an isolated, like the other nerd that you read off of. Unless you're that fucking ass.
And a lot of times it's bragging. You know? Like she wouldn't go up there and be like, girls. It's too small.
Ew, he had a weird standard.
She absolutely said that.
Oh, man, we have the best sex.
She absolutely said
that. That's what you're thinking.
She absolutely said that.
Fucking deranged animal.
She said that. I'm telling you. I snipped out the truth on this one.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Fucking Alex Jones.
It's like Rebecca did in the eighth grade.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm going sleeve truther on this one. She told her friends that he had a small dick. All right? He had a small dick. Hillary Clinton was talking about the size of this guy's dick.
She fucked the little kids at the pizza parlor.
That's right. They were at a pizza parlor eating human trafficking and making fun of this guy's dick.
Where it's sleeve? It's an Epstein sleeve. I know for a fact.
You can sue me for another billion if
Epstein
you want to.
Epstein killed himself with the sleeve.
He killed himself because his wife made fun of his small dick.
Exactly. Bill Clinton had to wear one.
I'm defending him.
You defend
in
him
that,
just be the contrarian.
No, hang on. I'm only defending him in that, like, yes, he should be a little embarrassed and all that and upset because it's like, yeah, if I was telling something embarrassing about my wife sexually to my friends and she found out of it, she'd be justifiably angry. But this is a 2 out of 10. He's going full on nuclear with this.
Yeah, he is.
And so my thing with this is I hope that I happen to just be in the courtroom the day that he is taking her to divorce court, and I'm watching his divorce lawyer passionately argue. I'm talking McConaughey at the end of A Time to Kill. You know what I mean? Just fucking, Your Honor, she made fun of his tiny dick. She did it in brunch, Your Honor. Yeah.
You can't handle
the dick speak.
I just want to see him at his post-divorce date, like his first date, and she's like, so why did you get divorced?
This shows me the lack of intelligence dude has, because he could easily play it off. It's like, yeah, you know, her hole's fucking massive.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine.
I gotta wear the sleeve now, dog. And it's like, oh shit, maybe I will. And then it would have been a fucking
divorce to your three children.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Your mom
was bragging that we're having great sex.
Sex, I know, because I had to wear an extender. Exactly.
The kids are kind of, Mom, Dad, why are you going to be living together? And the dad kneels down like, well, son. Have you ever heard of a dick sleeve?
Yeah, exactly. Here, let me show you something. For her pleasure. Have an OnlyFans. Fuck this guy. No. Have fun, douchebag. You're creating OnlyFans, kids.
This guy's dick and insecurity about his dick are so small that it ruined his marriage.
Seriously. The sleeve now will be endorsing your daughter's OnlyFans. So there you go, kid. How about that for karma? Right.
Dude, I hope that she takes the dick sleeve to the divorce for the next dude.
Yeah, exactly. I hope her husband has it. Yeah. It's going to be like a part. Exactly. It's like an heirloom. Uh-huh. This is my dad's dick sleeve.
That's right.
Now your dick sleeve, son.
My mom passed it down to me when I was ready.
My father wore this dick sleeve and his father before him. We used to whittle them out of wood back in those days. They didn't have these fancy plastic rubber ones like you fucking kids are used to. You don't know pride and
pain. First off, are they made in like some Chinese fucking, like, who's making dick sleeves?
Well, back then you had to whittle.
They better be made in America. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
They'd be $50 fucking.
They better be American. I'm getting my $15.
I'm getting my $15 dick sleeve from China.
I want no 5-year-old hands making my dick sleeve. I want a union worker.
Yeah, whole town went downhill after the dick sleeve factory closed. All the jobs they sent it to Bangladesh. Took all the jobs away. They tried to make a...
Biden, yeah, damn Biden.
Yeah. Damn Biden, bring you the dick sleeves. Yeah.
Tried to federally subsidize the dick sleeve industry in America. Said it wouldn't go away once Bill Clinton opened up NAFTA. He fucked the middle class and fucked us right out of those dick sleeves.
You guys, real talk now. Do you see now why Reddit took this post down?
Reddit, man.
Probably didn't have the bandwidth.
Comments about this penis dick sleeve that they took the whole post down.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the fact that, like, we read some real incel-y school shootery posts like the last one, and Reddit still keeps them up. The fact that Reddit was like, oh, no mall, no school is going to be, like, we're going to have to close them all, like, in Die Hard 3. Like, they're not safe at all.
I think they didn't want to go trending for, like, for popularizing dick sleeves. Because everybody's, like, back home, like, oh, my God.
It was like no one was taking his complaint seriously.
Good.
That's like Michael Fassbender. You know Michael Fassbender?
No, no.
Yeah, the actor? Yeah, he gets pissed if you tell him he has a big dick.
Oh, so does John Hamm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dick all on the screen. And if somebody says, oh, you have a big penis, he's like, my God, how dare you?
Poor you.
Fucking world's smallest violin, dude.
Oh, my dick is too big. It's making my back hurt. Oh, all this weight. It's like carrying around a pogo stick in my pants. What was me? Also, my bank account is too full. I don't know what to do with all this money.
And one of those guys' last name is Ham. I mean, it's a given. He's got Ham.
we are behind on some comments.
Wait. You got to start with Joanne. She has a running thing going.
Oh, here we go.
Start with Joanne. After three kids, she might. You read it.
Oh yeah, Joanne on YouTube says after three kids, she might need a sleeve. After six kids, probably two sleeves. That's a lot of births.
Wait, keep going.
Joel on YouTube says after six kids, bitch needs the whole damn coat.
Wait, keep going.
Joanna, you do that.
That's right.
Joanna on YouTube says, all those poor children working in the...
that's an act for
clothes.
Timu.
The Timu with arthritis from making coats for wieners. That's right, man. They're throwing themselves off the railings at the dick sleeve factory. They got to have nets, you know. They're working those poor people so many hours. You know what I mean?
Because they have so many tiny hands. Uh-huh. You have to be real intricate.
That's right. How do you get? That's how they get all the cock bumps rings on there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot of people think it's ribbed for her pleasure all by itself. No. There's blood on your hands and blood on your dick every time you put one of those things on. I say. Their death is on your dick, sir.
By American.
That's right.
I'm ready for the next question.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
we can go all day.
I may put a blood diamond on my wife's finger, but I will not put a glove sleeve on my dick. It's not happening. Let's take our next question from the wild animals on Reddit. If you guys have any questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com, or even better, write them live in the chat every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to take our next one from the wild animals on Reddit.
Okay. My childhood best friend ended up marrying the guy I fell in love with.
Aww.
My best friend, who's a 30-year-old female, was the person I went to for advice and talked to about how much I liked this guy, who was a 30-year-old male. She had her own
crush. He was 6'3 with a 6-inch dick sleeve.
She had her own crush at the time, too, and she never told me that she liked the same guy I did. Aww. I was also very close to the guy that I had a crush on. They eventually asked me to hang out with both of them and broke the news that they were dating. Wow. He knew I was very much in love with him, too. Everyone in this situation knew. I actually had a mental breakdown because I felt so blindsided and betrayed. I want to make it very clear that I was in love with this guy, and they both knew. Not a crush, not or attraction. I got to know him over the course of a year, seeing him every day.
Wow.
They both told me that I should be happy for them. My best friend is actually my cousin. And they were saying that at least my crush was joining the family in some way.
Oh, man.
Jesus, throw salt in that wound.
Marcia. She keeps fucking all the guys I'm in love with.
Christ. I ran away from them because I couldn't deal with
it. Wait
a minute,
what do you mean ran away? Like she's 16? What the fuck does that mean?
Because I couldn't deal with it, any of it. They both kept trying to rope me into being their friends with them again because they missed me or, I don't know, some sadistic reason. I'm more mad at my cousin because I really felt like she went out of her way to get to know my crush. Ultimately, I have a single atom inside body that is happy for them and understand that they are actually a good match. But in no way do I want to be involved with either of them. I have had other friends tell me that I'm being immature and I should support them. I told my cousin, you can have them, but you can't have both of us because I feel like it goes against my self-respect and my self-love to still be friends with her. I've been Googling this, and it seems to be that it's a real debate topic.
I asked the internet if this is a little fucked up. Turns out it is.
Wait, he started the conversation. It's I'm gonna look at a magic eight ball, you dumb. Like, really? Oh, fuck.
She was Googling what everyone was saying about
I
the comments.
I know. This poor thing is lost, and now fucking trying to find an answer.
She needs to hook up from the guy from the first question,
she,
man.
Exactly.
You don't know
she needs
how
the guy to go to her and be like, nice titties, and just get some good dick, man.
She'll go up to him and be like, do you think my tits are nice?
All right, yeah. Or get the incel-y guy. Maybe they'll help each other out.
Yeah, you have nice tits. Are you going to fuck my cousin? No, probably not. Like, okay. You're the one for me.
A lot of people just saying, with a lot of people just saying to be mature and to support them. Other people are saying that this has been a betrayal. I think that the people who say to support them dating have never felt so deeply about someone else because to have your best friend date is just beyond awful to me.
Word. I mean, like, why do you have to pick any lane? It's like, listen, you could be happy, like, be like, okay, cool, but then want to move on. This is a time thing. You need a, like, whatever, you run away, but you do need a separation thing.
Well, okay.
You need to, like, cut off.
The best friend is 30. He is 30. I don't know how old she is.
Yeah, right.
Because it sounds, I thought all of them were, like, young in high school, but the fact that like they're in their 30s,
yeah,
and she, I don't know, I do feel for her.
I really feel for her. I've been that bitch all the time. I'm
one of the more reasonable Reddits,
that's
right?
Exactly,
there,
exactly. Yeah. That is the more reasonable,
but it was more like, help me, Reddit. Jerry Springer's not online anymore.
Exactly. I mean, seriously,
my boyfriend's fucking my cousin.
Do like, I throw a chair at her? Do I not throw a chair at her without Jerry? I
definitely
don't know.
Throw a chair at her.
I mean, I was watching Steve's not there to break it up. Go over and stab her and him. What's the most logical thing? There's you got to make peace with it and you need to have time.
I also feel like at 30, so this is weird to me when I heard 30, because usually we have red flags now, like at the same
time. No, I'm bad.
Really?
I'm horrible, dude. Are you kidding me? Fuck out of here.
Because
man.
I feel like
I'm
now,
just learning about them now. I'm 43. Really? Yeah, I'm in therapy. I'm working on it.
I'm the opposite. I see red flags and there was none.
No, I'm talking about
I have a red flag fetish. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't come unless
that
I'm seeing
green,
red.
That means green, Chris. This guy's colorblind, too.
Oh, no.
That little round thing ain't nothing but squiggly lines. It has nothing written in it when I look at it.
I'm talking about friends. Like the fact that I was like, have you never seen with your best friend who's been your cousin, have you never seen this pattern before that she kind of likes the same dudes?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
Or
that's
not
true.
Really tells the whole truth. Not so much against guys or who you like.
Right.
But like the people that are your friends that you really surround yourself with, that you call them best friends.
Right.
Usually, you know, you go through three or four or five best friends in high school and then you start to learn your lesson, you know?
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Yeah, if your cousin's the known slut, like it was a given. Like, if she's that slut, like nobody leaves her alone at a party. Like,
yeah.
However, my other red flag was the whole title said, my best friend married the guy that I had a crush on. In this entire thing, she just said they started dating. They haven't married anything.
Oh, then she's full of shit. Okay, so then she's
I mean,
lay off the pills.
She just had a crush on the guy. She hadn't slept with him. Sorry, man. He's fair game. You just didn't land it, and your friend did. It's kind of shitty if she knew about it, but
I hear you. Day, I see that too. I see that side too. Yeah, too. Yeah, uh-huh. But at the end of the day, you can still be in pain.
You can still be in pain. You got to kind of grow up and get over it. It's a crush. It's a crush. You're not in love with the guy you never even slept with.
About the statistics of it. There's 7 billion people on the planet. You got to fuck your cousin's boyfriend. You
know exactly. What I mean?
Like, you know, there's fucking 10 dudes across the street.
It could be a small town situation. There's only 10 guys that are...
He's the only one with teeth. Yeah,
and also, crushes can be fucking rough, dude. Trust me.
Crushes can be rough.
I'd rather be like for dudes, especially the dudes nowadays, they're emotionally fucking... They emotionally fuck you. Back in the day when you just would fucking set it and forget it, that's much more easily to handle.
Yeah.
Now you're emotionally entwine us, and it's like, that's like...
I like to emotionally fuck women with an emotional dick sleeve. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like a metaphorical one that goes right in the heart, and it's got ribs and spikes on it.
And listens really well and lets you ramble for fucking 3 hours.
But then eventually, you know what I mean? The full moon happens, and it's after midnight, some kind of shit.
And then it's like all of a sudden, they ghost a little bit, and then that's it. The little piece of parlor he promised to take
that's
you to,
right.
And he doesn't show up.
That's right. I emotionally fucked the heart, and then it fucking boom like
fucking
that little
boom,
thing
out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Like
so
that little thing.
I my heart's out for her, dude. I get it. It's rough. She's just
yeah,
gotta
yeah,
kill.
She's gotta grow up.
She's gotta kill her cousin.
No, I also think she's
only one.
Honestly, I think she's doing the right thing. She's like, you guys be happy.
Right,
I'm
and I'm gonna do my thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them do their thing. Yeah. They don't have to be fucking honky. Listen, not every and also time does shit. You know what I mean? The time do what it has to do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now I thought they were getting married when you read the question. But then you said they're not.
Dating.
They're
so
just
it's
dating.
Just like, I don't even know.
Yeah,
this
man, she
like
might not marry.
This
just might be a temporary thing.
This could be totally temporary thing.
Yeah.
But also, like, fuck it, too. That's what I'm saying. Time. Let time fucking do its thing.
Well, they both also knew, like, she felt very deeply about this because they both confronted her together.
Exactly. So they also knew, which is also shitty.
Yeah.
That's very shitty.
It's not like they just showed up kissing one day.
Exactly. She's just like, listen, we just want to... And they sat her down like it's like they're getting a divorce. Like, really? What the fuck?
And that's when the chair comes in. Because they're both sitting next to each other.
That's when the emotional sleeve gets someone gets a
beat. Yeah. But that's what I hate, too, is like when someone's kind of done something that you know that the other person wouldn't really be appreciative of it. Now you're just trying to hope that they act the way that you want them to.
Right. And that can't be anymore.
Yeah.
Let her do her thing. Let her do her fucking thing.
Yeah.
And we don't know. Well, you don't know. Well, first off, we don't know anything about this. We don't know if the dude kept on playing with her because he liked the emotional, like, attention.
Right.
Until the cousin came along. Because dudes do that, too. They like the bask in the sun sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And chicks.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people do that. They like the love. They like the attention. And then some other little fucking cousin trollop bitch shows up. And it's just like, you know. So we don't know.
And they could be into the taboo, too.
I feel like I'm holding something back from you guys. There was another edit that she edited. And that she said, if it wasn't for this guy, I probably wouldn't be on this in this world anymore.
Oh, okay.
So she has some.
She's got some shit.
She's fucking nuts. I don't like this lady. No, I don't like her now. I don't like it now. Why? What do you mean you wouldn't be in this world anymore if it wasn't for a dude who you have a crush on, who you've never even dated
before?
But they said that they talked every day.
I don't know why they talked every day.
He pulled her out of the way of an oncoming train, sir.
Probably saved her life.
Just.
I think that would have been in there because I point this out at least once a podcast. When in doubt because of a glaring lack of details that seem important, like they should be in there, I always err against the people writing the questions. Two reasons. A, this is Reddit and they're animals. B, it's a source by for and about them. They have an agenda. They want us to feel a certain way and reassure something.
Yeah.
So it's their personal MSNBC, Fox News, North Korean state-run news if they happen to inherit the country. So if they are leaving stuff out, like how'd you meet? How long have you been talking together? Like what do you mean you...
Did I drink his blood?
Have you ever
like all these little things?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think she did drink his blood.
I did too.
But it wasn't a Machine Gun
like
Kelly thing where
they
traded blood. I think it was more Genghis Khan-y where she like chloroformed him, and then he woke up. And it's like, do I have mosquito bites? Like, no. She took a needle to you in a straw.
Fuck, it was crazy. She went down on that. It was happy hour on your ass, bro.
She spit on your limp, passed out tallywalker and put a sleeve on it. And just female raped you. as you had your limp wang in a sleeve.
You can't get raped. You love it.
Well, you can now that they're sleeves.
Can't rape the
now that they're sleeves, you can throw those on a limp one. And that's why, as a men's rights activist, I didn't become one of those till I found out about these dick sleeves and what these horrible women on Reddit are doing to men while they're asleep. They're drinking their blood.
They're riding dick sleeves on
them. Like a sleeping human Sabian machine. They're just riding this passed out chloroformed man with his dick sleeve on there. It's not right. It's not. Some glass ceiling should remain solid and never broken.
You can't rape the hopeful.
That's right. That's right. She Lady Cosby'd this man. She Lady Cosby'd this man. With chloroform
with his
and
own
dick
pills.
Sleeve. That's right. Uh-huh. She went into his own pill box. That's how sick-minded she is.
Well, she only comes when they're passed out.
Uh-huh. At least Cosby had the decency to buy the pills himself. What's wrong with you?
True. Gave you Jell-O, too.
That's right. That's right.
You know? Shit.
She gave him nothing but a sleeve burn. A sleeve blister.
And she left the receipt. That's horrible, dude. Yeah.
She used his card for the Amazon.
That's right. That's right. She took the sleeve with her.
Yeah, dude. Didn't even like leave crime. It. There. Exactly. What? But that's the new Lorena Bobbitt. Yeah.
I swear, I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on Amazon and buy a sleeve just to have table talk. Just have something to talk about at brunch. Just feel like these ladies.
I'm going to put it out on the table and just see what people say.
Yeah, he's like, hey, have you seen this?
I'm going to fill it with.
Is that a dick sleeve? It's slim.
Yeah, I don't need one because I'm the Lord blessed me. So I just keep M&Ms in mine. Mine's got M&Ms, Reese's Pieces, whatever I feel like that day.
You know, dick sleeve doesn't sound that bad. I'm terrified about dick pump.
You put it in
there. Blow it up. That feels like
I heard that makes
it
bigger.
That's the only way you can't get it up. Like,
but I feel like you're going to pump it in and pop like a balloon. You know,
I'm sure there's been a few accidents.
I would think he was going to say. That'd be like, it's messing with, it's like kind of the Dubai where they're messing with the storms.
Yeah.
You know, now you're messing with your veins and your blood flow.
I'm sure.
It's like cloud seeding. You know, and then it starts raining and it keeps on going.
Chunks of concrete fall out the sky.
And then it's just, it gets messy. I would imagine.
Pumps look like kind of primitive technology. I'm sure when those things were invented, if it was like turn of the century when they were still putting mercury in hat brims,
there
was probably like, let's just make a real big pump. See? Oh my God, I pumped it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like an out and out thing, so they're not making it better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, FDA approval doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. FDA, schmFDA.
I mean,
dick
looks like a tulip. They're approving, sleeves and dick pumps.
Yep.
What's next, you know? Kraft mac and cheese, number 6, yellow.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right.
What do they dye it with? You know what I'm saying? It just never ends, you know?
Yep.
Take care of your penises, guys, all right?
That's right. That's right. Don't put a sleeve on it unless you want to, dear.
I forget what question we're on now.
We cousin passed fucking. Her because she was
cousin
too.
Cousin fucking.
Yeah. Passed cousin fucker.
Actually, they should just have a threesome. Fuck it. She should just fucking put it on the line. Be like, all right, fine. You want to fuck the both of us?
Her big tits. Incel. Guy who's getting a divorce.
You guys, like, you know what? If you're going to get married, let's just all fuck.
I hope on the news
it's like a wallflower orgy.
They just see that there's an increase in dick sleeves all of a sudden.
I told you. That's why Reddit took it off. They're like, we don't want to be responsible for making this trending.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're like, wait a minute.
Let's let TikTok handle that one.
We're going to keep this on the back burner. We're going to put it up in a month when we buy stocks for dick sleeve companies. And we put it back.
1 second he has on pants. The other second he's all dick sleeve.
Yeah, exactly. Dude.
Yep. They're trying to buy the
Drake
stocks.
Song.
Then they're putting the post up, get the sales up, and then they take the post down, they sell the dick sleeve slops. They're manipulating the dick sleeve market.
Next thing we know, we got dick sleeves at dollar stores.
Well, this is dick sleeve white-collar business crime.
I can confidently say that I think we did not answer every question, but did at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
Buy yourself a dick sleeve. That's all I want to say.
That's right.
You're actually being funded by the dick sleeve company.
Yeah.
This is funded by dick sleeve Timu.
That's right.
It'll take you 3 weeks
for
your
dick sleeve. You got a Detroit Lions one, right, buddy?
I do.
Lions.
This podcast is brought to you by Excalibur Dick Sleeves. That's right. Does your little pumpkin need a sleeve? Does a sheath? I don't know. But just get a dick sleeve, I guess. You know, not any of those medieval looking ones. You know, they look like you got smallpox or something. I don't like that.
No, but, no, no, not the ones with the molds on it. Like, that's, yeah, that was just a little too, you know what I mean?
That's no good. Looks like it's got a growth on it.
Yeah, dude, no. You can't look like you got, like, leprosy dick. Come on, dude, get a good one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if a natural dick had all those nodes on it.
You don't want that shit on there? That's disgusting. There's, like, seriously, that one that you showed me looked like straight up from a leper colony. Like, you just came off from Governor's Island. It's like really.
I got to end this podcast, you guys.
You got the Charlie Sheen dick sleeve. Anyway, this has been a great podcast, man. Thank you so much to Jessica Levin. Thank you so much to Slim.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Follow them online. Go see them live.
Yes.
Thank you so much to all the listeners out there, especially to everybody in the chat. Thank you to Joel on YouTube, to Joanne on YouTube, to Tom, to Marlene on YouTube. Thank you to everybody. Until next week, this is the Twisted Cupid Podcast. Like, subscribe. Until next week. Later. Oh, come see my comedy special tomorrow if you're in New York. Yeah, Friday, April 19th.
Yeah.
7 p.m. Come fill the seats. Until next week. Later.
Woo.
All right.